Hello there, and welcome to episode 206 of the FlameClash.net podcast. Here we be again, Mordecai and myself, recording at, I thought, an early enough time that we wouldn't be tired, but then we start and he's yawning. Hello, Thunderer. It's been a week. I'm thinking let's start with the news of the week, and then we'll kind of roll into gaming to close things off.
Sounds good.
And at the beginning of the week, this is messed up. At the beginning of the week, it was found out that multiple states and multiple Republicans are pressing for the age of 14 to be the age of consent. 14. This way, these, I'm going to just say it frankly, sick individuals could take child brides.
Yeah. And if you think about it, they can easily be 14-year-olds can easily be manipulated.
Yeah. And of course, this is coming from the same party that is hiding the Epstein files for their dear leader at the moment.
Yeah.
So, it's inexcusable. I don't really have more to say about it. Just, folks, watch for the news. Watch for representatives in your states trying to do nonsense like this and yell and scream at the top of your lungs when they try. Because this isn't okay at all. At all. Like, let's see here. This mostly comes from Under the Desk News. The White House, of course, claims that this rumor is fake. But they're also trying to push, for instance, on Trump posted on Truth Social that 14-year-olds and up should be prosecuted as adults. So any law or path of law that pushes the age of consent and the age of adulthood to 14 for criminality purposes also domino effect changes it for everything else. There's the logic. There's the snowballing. So while various other organizations are countering what Under the Desk News says, there's also hints of truth to it. Because you can't just go, oh, well, you're an adult in criminal matters, but you're not an adult in anything else. That's not how the law works.
Yeah.
So by pushing it from a crime, by pushing for it from a crime lens, they can still get what they want from the other direction. And given we don't still know who's on the Epstein list, it's certainly possible. It's certainly viable. So, I don't know. It's... it's disturbing. It... just watch for it. Rumors wouldn't start if there wasn't some sort of grain of truth to it. And we do have Trump himself saying on Truth Social, pressing for going after 14-year-olds as adults in criminal matters. So, there's your grain of truth right there. Why the other rumors have started? Well, it seems pretty credible to me. So, it's something to watch out for. It's putting our wait-and-see hats on again and being ready to scream at the top of our lungs against if it shows up anywhere.
Yeah.
Be vigilant. So, you know. In a random, you know, weird bit of news, you've got mail. No longer. America Online is being discontinued in September. Their dial-up service. I didn't even know they were still around. But there was it's an old movie, Tom Hanks movie, of You've Got Mail. America Online is, geez, again, it's in the afternoon. But he's yawning. But America Online, for the millennials, we'll all remember getting a crap ton of advertising CDs in the mail. And those became free coasters, basically, or free frisbees. Because you just get these random America Online advertisement CDs in the mail. And it was either throw it away or reuse it in some weird, funny way for a little while and then throw it away. They were clutter. Now, at one point in time, America Online was a very good service because they would have call centers and phone numbers around and people were charged for long distance, so they'd set something up locally. And that's why millennials know the sound of dial-up internet. The yeah, and you're just looking at me weird because we have always on internet at this point. You're spoiled, child. Spoiled. Back in my day, we had to call the internet.
Have you called the internet?
With a phone number and a modem connected to your computer. You tell your computer to call another computer.
Oh.
And then it takes you online.
Thunder, a couple days ago, asked me and Sleepy what a 3DS was.
Dude. What? This is a 3DS. I don't believe it's charged. No, it's not charged. A light came on. But this was a 3DS. Wow. My 3DS is still charged.
How much battery?
At full?
Oh, dang. Can I see?
Yeah. The A button barely works on it, which is why I kind of shelved it. Bad for playing Mario Kart when the A button barely works, you know?
Oh, yeah, it does. Well, it doesn't work at all.
Yeah. So, I still have a 3DS, and it kind of works.
But, I remember this.
Yep. But it was the precursor to the Switch. Like, it was the handheld gaming console prior to the Switch. And at that time, Nintendo had two platforms, a handheld version, or a handheld market, and a console market, with the Wii U being the final console. And then they merged them with the Switch, and now the Switch 2. So there's some gaming history for you. Supposedly there are 13, but like we were saying, supposedly there were 13 million Americans that haven't ever been on the internet yet.
Really?
Really, supposedly, based on polls. They just don't use the internet at all. Which explains the lack of, you know, being informed, and why one of the top Google searches results after the election was Joe Biden running for president. Some people just weren't informed, weren't paying attention at all. Heavy sigh, heavy yeah. sigh. Please be informed, people. Please, I'm begging you. But yeah, the AOL Instant Messenger was another cornerstone of the internet, the early internet. Back in my day,
old man,
there were public. Think of the internet in the early days as actual brick and mortar malls. So you would dial into a service, and it was like visiting a particular mall. So AOL in the early days, there weren't heavy websites. It was just, oh, well, I'm going to do shopping, and various stores, brick and mortar stores, would set up an AOL shopping page, or communication, or news, because the internet wasn't fast enough to do videos. It wasn't fast enough to do a bunch of pictures all at once. So they were billboard signs. And you were still expected to go out into the world and do things instead. Apple had one, and it was the same thing. It was dial into Apple's internet service, and then you have various options within Apple's service. So another way to describe it would be a gated community. So you drive in, you call in, and then you have this set amount of services. Another comparison digitally might be Steam. So you would dial into Steam, and you could only do the things that Steam presented to you online. Something like that. We're far beyond that point at this point, but that was the way it went. Other news, Trump decided to federalize Washington, D.C. and have the federal government take over the police in Washington, D.C., which just goes to show he could have done that on January 6th. But he was purposefully hoping that the January 6thers would be successful in overthrowing everything and keeping him in power.
Yeah.
That's a disturbing idea. That's a disturbing fact. Because if he had the authority and power, which is in question, if he even has the power when it's non-emergency, like it is, to be taking over DC, then it was an emergency. There was a literal uprising. There was an actual emergency going on. And he sat back and did nothing.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show he had the power. He has the power in an emergency situation to do this. And he chose not to. So the president of the party that is supposedly for law and order ignores law and order when it suits him. And in this case, it suits him to experiment with the ability to take over a city with a federalized police force. The only thing is, Washington, D.C. is a unique creature because it's stateless. It is literally created by the federal government and the Constitution. So it's a unique beast. He could not legally do what he's doing in Washington, D.C. in Chicago or Minneapolis or Austin, just to randomly name a few cities. Los Angeles. He tried doing it in Los Angeles, and they're like, no, you can't do that here. So it's an experiment, but it's an experiment that doesn't hold any legal power other than in D.C. And he's only allowed to do it for 30 days. Following proper presidential procedure, he's supposed to reach out to a certain committee in the House of Representatives, serve them the paperwork of why he's doing it, and then he does it. But he only has 30 days. If he wants to go longer, Congress has to give him that power. So we'll see what happens after 30 days. His excuse was that crime was rampant in Washington, D.C. Statistically, crime is low, is 30% lower than it has been in years. So he's just making up numbers again, as he does, but he's a lying liar who lies. There are no facts to back up the claim that they're lawless. There just aren't. Speaking of Republican chaos, the Texas House Speaker, do you have any comments on that, by the way, bud?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. The Texas House Speaker set up a tip line so people can snitch on quorum-breaking Democrats. So we've talked about this before, where Democrats have fled the state so that there won't be any redistricting.
What is quorum breaking exactly?
Quorum is a Senate. You can't do business if there aren't enough people there to do business with. So think of, for example, when COVID was hitting and if COVID swept through an office, they might just shut the business down because only Bob in accounting didn't catch it. And Bob in accounting can't do everybody else's job. They don't have quorum to continue doing business. So they're going to close down until other employees are feeling better, and then they're going to go back to work. So Bob's there, but Bob's not quorum. In governmental terms, it means there isn't enough, there aren't enough people there to get anything done. So they need a certain percentage of representatives present based on their own rules, laws, before they can proceed with business. So the fact that the Democrats all fled the state means they can't do anything. Even though they're the minority party in Texas, because they're not there, they don't have enough people in their state house to pass anything. They have to have the Democrats there sitting as bumps on a log to push anything through, just based on current laws and rules and procedures.
But a bunch of them fled?
A bunch of them fled the state. So what one should not do is call the Speaker of the House's phone number tip line unless you actually have a tip and want to help out. And so that number is, you can find online. It's just the Texas House Speaker number. And it happens to be 866-786-5972. But again, you know, if you want to hear it again, rewind. But you shouldn't be calling that for any reason but the reason that the number was set up for. Right? Right? I'm winking at the camera. So. I guess potentially the tips could be about anything, Thunderer asked, but. This particular article goes into larger detail that, you know, no one should ring up the hotline and blast the song F. Greg Abbott by Trash Cat, which is just rude and uncouth, as this author says. Definitely no one should ring it up and read A Modest Proposal, which is a satirical essay that suggests eating the poor, which is essentially what the GOP redistricting plan does. And no one should call the number and play Texas cowboy music, such as Christofferson's The Law is for the Protection of the People. Just, you know. I don't know. I am reading a lightly satirical article from the San Antonio Current to discuss this matter.
Sorry, my Pepsi's ready to be taken out of the freezer.
We got some drinks, but they were sitting on a shelf, and so they weren't cold.
Yeah.
Yes, like the brisk blueberry pomegranate iced tea. I would gladly take sponsorship, but I am not presently sponsored. Just saying, Brisk. So, you know, that exists. Any thoughts?
Just kind of funny that, they're very gung-ho about those specific songs.
Yeah. The F. Greg Abbott, especially, is a unique title for a song. I'm curious to listen to it, but I also don't want suddenly an explicit rating on the podcast. So
yeah.
I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Fair enough.
Google at your own risk, folks. And finally, I guess Jon Stewart has also recently lost his job, or is going to. Like, his contract's not going to be renewed
Apple. I forgot who Jon Stewart is.
He and Stephen Colbert are two comedians who, what they mainly do is lampoon those in power related to current events and news. And he was told he needed to back off and be less aggressive about his jokes and commentary regarding those currently in power, and he said no. He said it in a less polite way, but he said no.
Oh, that guy.
And you just Googled his picture so you could imagine him. Yeah. So that's what's going on there. I want a free energy drink, so I'm sipping at that. Got up early for reasons. But they're on the warpath now. They have been freed from their contracts. So once their contracts expire, I am hoping that they go the way of, say, Tucker Carlson of Fox News and other individuals who have broken with large media outlets and gone out on their own. Because we are in an age where we don't need networks anymore. That's why NBC just recently got bought out by Skydance and merged. They needed to save money, supposedly, you know. Frankly, it probably wasn't necessary, but they thought it was. Jobs are probably being lost. But, like Stephen Colbert's, but they can go out on their own. They can establish a YouTube channel. They can establish a Patreon. They can establish a subscription service of some sort. And they can go out and entertain without the blessing, backing, or bureaucracy of any major network. And they have enough resources in the bank, supposedly, to do it comfortably and safely for their families financially.
Nice.
So I am looking forward to seeing what comes from Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and these chaotic good gremlins entering the world unimpeded by corporate overlords. It's going to be beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
Like, if Tucker Carlson can do it, and he's a Fox News weirdo that is also a lying liar who lies, but literally, Fox News said Tucker Carlson is an entertainer, not a news host. Anything he says should be taken as satirical. They were sued for misinformation. So if Fox News says Tucker Carlson is satirical and not to be taken seriously, people should not be treating him as their primary news source. But they do. Similarly, one should not take Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert as your primary news source. But if you hear something, go look it up, research it yourself, and go, oh, they were right. Or, oh, well, they're a little off base. They were, you know, hyping it up or making it a bigger deal than it really is, possibly, for the laughs. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. Kind of like that under the desk news report that we talked about at the very beginning in 14-year-olds. There's a grain of truth. We need to be vigilant. We need to watch. It was a good first step. We're hitting the 30-minute mark. How has gaming gone?
Well, the first thing that came to mind, slightly gaming, I don't know if it really would count as political, but I think you've told me you've heard of the Schlepp situation with Roblox.
Perfect segue. The Schlepp news article with Roblox is a perfect segue. Do you want to keep going with it?
Well, as far as I know, Roblox banned Shrilep for. Honestly, I hate that name.
Shrimp. Okay. And shrimp. Okay.
Okay, they banned shrimp for I can't remember.
Child predators.
Yeah. They banned shrimp for catching child predators because it went against their terms of service, apparently.
Yeah.
They also called him a vigilante.
Yeah.
However, the first thing he would do before reporting a predator is report them to Roblox. But they didn't do anything, so he contacted law enforcement.
Yep.
He has caught 6 within a year. And the funny part is they were ignoring him until he started showing results.
And then what do? They ban him rather than banning the people that are actually being bad actors.
Yeah.
I mean, they got banned in another way. Jail time. But they're not going to be playing Roblox if they're in jail. I'm just saying, you know, they got banned just in a completely different way. Don't drop the soap.
Yeah. And,
you shouldn't know that reference. We'll talk later. Yeah, but Shlep went full Chris Hansen on Roblox, and Roblox turns around and bans Shlep instead. So, yeah, just if your kids play Roblox, please have had the online stranger danger conversation with them. Also, just monitor what they're doing on Roblox. Like, what's that game you're currently playing, 99 Nights or something? Mm-hmm. So that is basically Don't Starve Together, but in Roblox.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You're playing with friends, mm-hmm. like socially, in various games on Roblox. So yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not really on it.
And I know Sleepy does the same. So know who... If your kids are playing Roblox, find out who they're playing Roblox with.
Yeah.
Screen it. Watch what they're doing. Join them in games. I mean, come on. It's not always riveting, depending on what the game is. But it's positive social time with your kid. And that's what matters, is having fun with your youngling, sometimes. Well, it matters that you're having fun with your youngling rather than the game in which you're playing, which, I mean, some of those Roblox games are kind of lame. But it's the playing with your youngling portion that is the important part, rather than the lameness of some of those Roblox games. So, monitor. That it is a parent's job to be doing that.
Yeah.
Nobody else's. If you don't know what you're doing, ask for help.
Something I do want to say is I did meet my 2 closest friends on Roblox, the Wild West.
Right.
But we didn't know each other's real names until, like, we've known each other for 2 years.
Yeah.
We've been friends for, like, 5 years. Now we communicate over other means rather than Roblox. We know a lot about each other.
Yeah.
But we've been friends for 5 years.
And I have a similar friendship that I only knew him online. We use this ancient handle of Jap. And awesome dude. Awesome dude. Little older than me, not by much. And Thunder just insulted him by saying he's ancient. And me.
He'd most likely be dirt because Padre's ancient.
Thank you, children.
Yep.
But again, knew him for ages and then transitioned into real world sharing details.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some time in between.
Yeah. Like, you can make friends on Roblox. Just be careful.
And some of these games, I mean, it's go to the bathroom together and weird, just completely red flag games that why do they even exist kind of question.
And then Roblox bans Schlepp's funeral games.
Right. So that's the other part of this Roblox situation is some people have been creating Schlepp funeral games and other Schlepp based merchandise in the platform just to show support for Schlepp, a YouTuber. And a different YouTuber was even in one of those experiences when Roblox just swooped in and banned it and said, this breaks terms of service.
How does the going to the bathroom together not break terms of service?
And that's one of the things that Schlepp was trying to raise awareness about. That there are some uber creepy games inside Roblox that you need to be watching for as a parent and making sure your kid isn't interacting with those.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. We as parents and we as older siblings should be watching out for younger siblings and our kids and having taught everybody online safety. But it's disturbing. Roblox is very much in the vein of they're out to make money only. They just are.
Yeah.
The Roblox is a company. They're out to make money. But they will happily make money off of everyone. Even the predators. Even the individuals that belong on the Epstein list. So that's the problem, that Roblox in and of itself is not, and I repeat, not a safe place for kids to play unmonitored. It's like Roblox is akin, in my opinion as a parent, to sending your kid to a park that is in the middle of a gang war zone. There's the potentiality for them to catch stray bullets. They're not going to be directly targeted by the gang war, but they're going to catch a stray bullet here and there. Now, if you are accompanying them to that park and watching for the dangers, so you can, oh, it's getting loud, or I'm hearing tires screech, or I heard a gunshot, let's get out of here, as the parent, then it's okay for them to still be visiting that park. But you have to be monitoring. So, speaking of Chris Hansen, he's potentially going to be doing a Roblox documentary. So, Roblox's day in the sun, media-wise, is only about to get worse. We are seeing, like, the opening salvo against them. I am hoping that this news, as it hits more outlets, as it becomes larger and louder, is going to actually institute change for Roblox. Either that, or people start dropping Roblox like crazy.
Yeah.
And as Thunderer is pointing out, some YouTubers have already stopped that used to primarily be Roblox YouTubers and make their content there, have already stopped going to Roblox and are taking their viewers and their fan base and playing other games instead.
Respect.
Exactly.
And honestly, the reason why I don't play Roblox by myself that often anymore, it took me like a month to get back my Robux that I used on a Game Pass. I used the Robux to get the Game Pass. The Game Pass didn't work. And so I contacted them. Their solution to the problem was, you should buy more.
Yeah. I mean, you eventually did get it back.
Yeah.
With a lot of harassment, a lot of going in circles. I think I helped email a few times as well.
Yeah.
And it took months.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why I don't generally support putting any money into the platform anymore. Use it as its free-to-play portions. And don't pay money. Because a Game Pass, for those that don't know, is when you spend real money to buy something that upgrades your access in one particular sub-game of the Roblox platform.
Yeah.
So you gain more power or access or abilities or roles or whatever the game happens to be.
Yeah, because this Game Pass was for the Wild West, and I got the doctor role. That was 300 Robux. So, like, of course I'm gonna do my best to get it back.
Which equates to about $5?
About. Because 1,000 Robux is $10.
Okay. And Thunderer's Sim is being abducted by aliens. Sims, a perfectly fun game that is free to play. The base game is free to play, Sims 4.
Unsponsored.
Again, unsponsored. EA, if you'd like to reach out. But that's the big gaming news of the week. Like, otherwise, we've been playing World of Warcraft because time walking.
Yeah.
We've been playing some Civ. I think we dipped our toes into Helldivers like last weekend, a little bit after recording or before recording. I can't remember.
I believe so.
So nothing huge gaming wise.
Yeah.
It's been a good week though. So yeah. Any other thoughts before we roll? We went kind of long, but we had a lot to talk about too.
Not that I can think of.
Oh, I unlocked the special cup in Mario Kart World and then beat it, so there's that. I'm ready to go. Mario Kart World is amazing because the Grand Prix is just half of the game. There's also the Knockout Tour, which is another half of the game. So by buying Mario Kart World, you're getting a beefy game. Very beefy when you think about it. Plus just the replayability of, you know, playing with friends. But Mario Kart World is definitely worth it. And with the backwards compatibility between Switch 2 and Switch, it's just, it's a no-brainer to go ahead and upgrade, even if Mario Kart World is the only Switch 2 game, like it is for me, that I'm currently interested in. Because I can still play my Switch 1 stuff on it.
I mean,
because we upgraded to PS5 because our PS4 was dying. So, you know, there's that. But with that, we hit the 45-minute mark. If anybody wants to write in, leave a comment on the YouTube post here. You can write in at podcast@flameflash.net. You can visit flameflash.net, leave a comment on the blog post. You can visit the flameflashpodcast.wordpress to leave a comment on that post, which is tied to the MP3 version as it downloads from places. Thunderer wants to show off the very intricate family tree that she's creating in Sims 4 for various characters. And yeah, with that, I'm just going to remind everyone that freedom and autonomy is the right of all sentient beings.
Live with honor and stay informed.
Indeed.